This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Amanda from Black Diamond is. Amanda, are you there?
I'm ready. Let's go.
That is the spirit. Amanda is ready. Steve, that means you got to get out of here.
Love the energy. Let's have it.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Amanda.
For those playing along at home, Amanda will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 60 seconds. You will only get 3 guesses per question. Uh-oh. Amanda, are you ready?
Let's do this, Karen.
The rose and the honeysuckle are the most traditional birth flowers for what month?
July.
No.
June.
Yes. Which car's logo features 4 rings?
Audi.
Correct. Which African mammal has no vocal cords?
Oh. Pass.
What TV show featured a divorced contractor and a widowed beautician with 6 children between them?
Step by Step.
Yes. Who plays bass for Sammy Hagar?
Van Halen. No. What? Never mind.
The first official Father's Day took place in which Eastern Washington city?
Spokane.
Yes. What branch of science is concerned with the study of matter and energy?
Physics.
Correct. Which fairy tale girl eats the window pane of the witch's cottage?
Gretel.
Yes. The first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution are better known as what?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? You still did just fine, Amanda. You got 6 correct.
Oh, come on, please.
he's walking back in right now.
You're a loser.
Whoa. She's already singing that you're a loser.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Steve, are you feeling ready?
I believe that I am.
Oh, yeah.
The rose and the honeysuckle are the most traditional flowers, birth flowers, for what month?
June.
Correct. Which car's logo features 4 rings?
Audi.
Yes. Which African mammal has no vocal cords?
Giraffe.
Yes.
What
TV show featured a divorced contractor and a widowed beautician with 6 children between them?
Brady Bunch.
No.
Step by Step.
Yes. Who plays bass for Sammy Hagar?
Michael Anthony.
He does. The first official Father's Day took place in which Eastern Washington city?
Wenatchee?
No.
Spokane?
Correct. What branch of science is concerned with the study of matter and energy?
I don't know. Chemistry?
No.
Biology?
No.
Zoology?
No. Which fairy tale girl eats the window pane of the witch's cottage?
Tinkerbell?
No.
Hypatia Lee.
No.
Christy Canyon.
No. The first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution are better known as what?
Commandments?
Amendments. Jesus. Commandments.
No, I said Commandments.
No.
It's a joke. I don't know. Bill of Rights?
Yes, you do know. Reed Richards was a member of which superhero group?
Fantastic Four.
Yes. And Steve Miggs, you got one, two. She already knows.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct. Which is a win. 8-6. Sorry, Amanda.
It was the guy with the mullet, Michael Anthony. I remember him.
I mean, you said Van Halen. You were right on there.
Oh, did she?
She did. Well, next time, Amanda, you will beat me.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
She did know a couple that you did not know. She knew that the branch of science concerned with the study of matter and energy is physics. And the fairy tale girl that eats the window pane of the witch's cottage is Gretel of Hansel and Gretel.
What did she do?
She ate the window pane of the witch's cottage.
That doesn't sound very good for your nutrition.
There's some weird fairy tales out there for sure.
Yeah, sometimes when you look back, you like you just kind of like blindly accept these stories. And you're just like, we should have questioned what the hell was going on in these stories. Maybe once.
Definitely.
Yeah.
If you want to check out the latest and greatest in the Rock Shop, we always have fun things in there. Right now, we have the new I Beat Migs t-shirt, which features your lovely mug, reimagined as a Dogman character. And it looks just like you.
Yes.
Tattoos and all.
Crushed it.
You can get one at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a very simple question that we would like to ask you, but in order to make that happen, you've got to call right now. 206-803-ROCK. We need you to answer a simple question for us. So give us a call. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana. Call in now because we have a simple question that we would like to ask you. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. Braun Daler is the drummer of Mastodon, and he's been going.
If you're going to be in Mastodon, that's like the perfect name. It's so metal sounding. Braun Daler.
He's been going viral on Instagram because of this story he shared about the last time he bled.
A stick broke on a cymbal. It broke in this perfect fashion where it created a little shard, you know. And it just hit me in the forehead, and the pointy part of it stuck in my forehead, was just dangling there. So while I was singing and playing, I got up and batted it out, so it started bleeding a little bit.
Oh, and the video is just so great. He's just, I mean, it looks like he was in the middle of like a WWE match where he like used a razor blade to cut his head so he could bleed more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just this like steady stream coming down across his eye, and it looks very metal.
Yeah, because some of those drumsticks, I mean, they start getting like, you know, like you get at splinters.
Oh,
and
sure.
You get a little sharp because you're constantly hitting the cymbals and it's carving up the wood drumstick.
Definitely. And it leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will ask that simple question to Delightful Dean
from
Orning. Delightful Dean, when is the last time you bled?
Yesterday.
What did you do?
I fell face first into the ground.
What were you doing that led to you falling face first?
I've got the balance of an intoxicated toddler because I just learned how to walk like 5 years ago.
Oh my gosh!
Oh no.
So you've been through some stuff.
Oh yeah, I've been through the ringer.
So did somebody help get you up, or like were you just like laying there bleeding?
No, I wasn't laying there bleeding. Yeah, I think I was at my house when I fell.
Ouch.
And I'm pretty sure it caused, I scraped my nose really bad. Like,
yeah.
I've got Nardog raspberry on it.
Well, you take care of yourself, Dean. That does not sound like a fun way to go down.
No.
Oh.
That sounds awful. What about you? Do you remember the last time that you bled?
Oh, well, yes, Steve. There was a shaving accident that happened.
Really?
Yeah, so I put a new razor blade on my razor, and you know, I don't know if you've seen like the ladies' ones. They kind of have like a little like a film, like a slimy slime on it.
The guys' ones have that too.
They do? You know? Okay, so I didn't know. I don't use dude razors. So, but it was like, it seemed like it was like kind of caked on there a little bit.
Okay.
So I was like, well, maybe it's a little bit too slippery to do the job. But I cut my ankle.
Okay.
And it was like, I mean, you would have thought it was a murder scene.
It just kept bleeding.
It just kept bleeding and kept bleeding and kept bleeding. And it was awful. So even getting out of the shower, I had to dab it down, and it just kept bleeding. It was profusely bleeding.
It's like that with my head sometimes. So I'll, use like the razor if I don't have like one of the skull shavers. The skull shaver was always nice because I would never nick my head, but I have like this like, I think it's like one of those like lipomas. Like I get those from time to time. Like
yeah.
They're like kind of like a cyst. I have to get them removed every so often. Well, I have one on the top of my head.
I'll get it.
No, you can't get it. You have to cut it. You have to cut it out.
I want to get it.
You're not going to get it. I'm not going to let you get it. I'm not fulfilling your weird fetish.
I watched Dr. Pimple Popper. I can do it, Steve.
But I need to eventually go like to a dermatologist and have it removed. But if I'm like not paying attention or if I'm like trying to quickly shave my head, I nick that damn thing. And I don't know if you've ever, well, probably not because you don't shave your head. But if you've ever like nicked your head while shaving, it never stops bleeding.
Well, I feel like head injuries and mouth injuries are like, you just bleed and bleed and bleed. It's very hard to stop the bleeding.
But that's not the last time I bled. Last time I bled was a nosebleed.
Was it wrestling?
No. It was when the weather started getting warmer, so we put on our air conditioning, which was nice. But like, if the room gets a lot like drier.
Oh, yeah.
And I woke up to the feeling of like, do I have a runny nose? And I realized, oh, no, I don't. I'm just a random nosebleed going on. And I could not get it to stop.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Like, it would stop for a little while, but, like, then I went to the gym over the weekend, and I was, like, pushing a certain set, and then all of a sudden I felt my nose getting runny again. I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to have a nosebleed at the gym? This is so embarrassing.
In public?
Right, so I ran to the bathroom, went into the stall, and, like, just sat there, and, like, shoved toilet paper up my nose and waited until it finally stopped bleeding.
That's amazing. Look at you. You handled the business.
Someone just texted in and said, Taryn, I had the same thing happen to me. Tried to shave my legs in a rush. It looked like I fought a weed whacker and lost.
It's pretty bad. I mean, and you think about the fact that I've been shaving my legs for almost 30 years. Like, I should be a little bit better at it, but, you know.
Someone texted, I bled just last week from trying to get a pit out of an avocado. I tried to do, like, that TikTok hack with the knife. Long story short, had to go to the ER.
Oh, no. That sounds awful.
Although it is pretty awesome when you get the pit with the knife and then you just kind of screw it right out.
It's so great. Yeah. It's very satisfying.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see AEW Collision on Saturday, June 21st at the Showwear Center. I'm just going to go ahead and assume you're going to be there, Steve.
I will be there.
If you'd like to play Hook or Shook, call 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see AEW Collision on Saturday, June 21st at the Showwear Center in Kent. Rumor has it, Steve Miggs, you're going
to
be there.
I'm going to be there. Actually got invited by AEW to be one of the people as an extra. So, fingers crossed. It's a slim chance, but there is a chance because it's happened before that I might get to be in the ring and wrestle at AEW at the Showwear Center, which would be insane if it does happen.
That makes these tickets that much more special, Steve.
Or maybe people are going to hang up now. They don't want to win them.
We've got Mike from Auburn as our contestant this morning. What's up, Mike?
How's it going?
Oh, we're doing great, my friend. And Danny is still out. He's going to be back tomorrow, but because Danny's
allegedly
out, you're with me today, Mike. Does that sound all right with you?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Mike, here is your clip.
Whoa. Can you hear that one more time?
Absolutely. And if you need a hint, Taryn's here for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is that?
I can help you.
I think I know it, but I'll take the hint.
Okay, so the band features Tom Morello and Zach De La Roca.
Yeah, okay, so it's Rage Against the Machine.
And the song, you can almost hear the song title in the clip. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Is it Killing in the Name of?
It sure is.
Are we all bobbing our head right now?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Okay.
Now you do what they told ya. And they do what they told ya.
That's such a jam.
We are such dorks.
Now that I'm really feeling it, Steve, let's get another clip going.
Okay, now the pressure's on you to win him the AEW tickets.
I'm ready. Oh, that would be Europe. The Final Countdown.
Oh, yeah.
And I did pick this one because Bryan Danielson, Aberdeen's own. This is his music that he comes out to when he wrestles sometimes for AEW. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Well, they have to pay Europe a lot of money, so they don't use it all the time. I'm not even kidding. Apparently, the rights to use this song is, like, astronomical. So for, like, the big events, the owner of AEW will drop, like, six figures so that they can use this song.
Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations, Mike. You're going to be going to AEW Collision. Steve Miggs may be going to be in the ring that night.
If I'm there and I'm in the ring, you got...
Yeah, I can't wait.
Please take a picture. That way I can remember it forever. Right on, Mike.
That's going to be such a fun night.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. They're doing also then the following Wednesday, the 25th. So they're in town for a little bit.
That's so how often do they come to Seattle?
Not a ton. Like maybe once a year.
Nice.
Maybe, and they're doing Portland as well. So like they're kind of hitting all over the Pacific Northwest. But the one on Saturday, the 21st, was the one I got the invite to. And so fired up is an understatement. Like I didn't think I was going to ever get invited again. So at the absolute worst, I get to hang out backstage and eat catering. And that's pretty freaking awesome.
I mean, they must have been very desperate this time around.
Yes.
To call you?
100%.
The Daily Migs Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, go ahead and call now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Soundgarden.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Throughout the morning, we have received some great texts, great calls, but we haven't been able to chat with just everybody yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give us a call if you'd like to chime in on anything we've talked about during the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number.
Someone just texted and said, Migs, we know you went and saw a boy band over the week. I didn't see a boy. Ended up at a place where there was a boy band, a tribute act. But okay, fine. I saw a boy band over the weekend.
Was it a man band?
It was a man band. Okay, they were definitely men. But what band did Taryn see? Because you did mention that you went and saw a band over the weekend.
Yes, I did. On Friday night, went to see the Bouncing Souls at the Crocodile.
Now, I've heard the name The Bouncing Souls forever.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever listened to a single Bouncing Souls song. What's like their big hit?
True Believers was a big one. Hopeless Romantic was a big one.
So True Believers.
Oh, yeah. It definitely played this.
It's got over 1.3 million views, so clearly you're not the only person that's a fan. I don't have any ill will. Like, they sound great. It's just like one of those bands where you're like, I should check them out, and I never do.
Oh, it was, I mean, so the four of us that went, we hadn't seen them together since like 2004. So we were more than 20 years since the last time we saw the Bouncing Souls together. So it was great. And it was like old school punk rockers, you know, there was like a gentle mosh pit.
Is that your first time going to the newest version of the Crocodile?
I've been there, this might have been my third show, but for my girlfriends, this was all of their first time there, and we had an absolute blast. It was just a fun night, and it just makes you realize, and again, like talking about getting old, like the punk rock community, like the youngest person I saw there was maybe 35.
With a selling canes at the merch stand.
I was feeling like an elder millennial for sure.
To me, this is like the ultimate sign of like, here we are all aging, and no shame because I'm guilty of it too. And I think it's smart that we do it, but like you could always tell who like are the older people in the crowd, and when you see like little hints of orange coming out of their ears.
Oh my god!
Were there a lot of people rocking?
There was a lot of ear protection.
Yes,
there was a lot of ear protection. But you know what else happened when I was there? So they had this microphone on kind of the side of the stage, and all of a sudden there's like six people from backstage that circled around this microphone and were kind of singing along to one of the songs.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this one guy, I'm like, I know that guy. He looks so familiar. It was Mike Herrera from MXPX.
Awesome.
Yeah. So of course I text Danny and he's like, did you say hi to him? And I'm like, no, I didn't.
You didn't go up to him and say him. Danny said
hey,
to say
know,
hi?
Do you know my friend Danny? No, I did not go say
you
hi.
You should have said, yes, I did go up to him and mentioned your name. And he's like, I have no idea who that guy
who dat?
Is. Just to troll him. Oh. Just to troll him.
But it was pretty cool. It was totally packed. I mean, I had a blast. I love going to punk shows.
Oh, yeah. It's such a good, it's an awesome vibe. Great energy. And it's like, even though like some of from speaking to the choir, of course, but like it sounds like angry, abrasive music. But a lot of times it's like songs and lyrics that are like totally uplifting.
Very jolly.
Yes. Well, cool. I'm glad that. So somebody wanted to know exactly what boy band did I go see. I am still trying to figure this band out. So we did our wrestling thing at SOS Pro Wrestling on Saturday. And afterwards, one of our buddies is friends with, and I actually am friends with one of the members of this group as well. And they were performing at a venue in Fremont called Hidden Hall. Dude, first of all, what an awesome spot. And it truly is hidden. Like when I was driving down the street to get to this place, I was like, I don't see any venue. Like, what are we talking about? Like, it's like on a dark street.
It's like a speakeasy. You got to know the right knock to get in.
You get in there. Also, the people that work there could not be nicer. Like, it was a really good energy there. Like, you know, and you walk in, you're like, okay, no one's being a douche. Like, sometimes you get, like, security people that are being douches or, like, the door guy. That wasn't the case here. Like, everybody was nothing but awesome. You go upstairs, they have, like, a private room that has a freaking fireplace.
What?
Which was awesome. Although it was, like, for a private event, but nobody was in there, so I went in there anyway because I was like, I got to check this room out. And it was really sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'd be down to check it out sometime. We'll have to do a field trip.
But the all-boy tribute band is called All Fedoras, right? And it's like all the number four, because there used to be four, but now there's three because one guy stopped doing it. Oh. I think. But anyways, it's like they're not really singing the songs. They have like the fake microphone earpiece thing. It's more of a performance. And I'm not sure if like they're like messing with us or if they're like unapologetically fans of the music. But what it has attracted are people that are just nostalgic for like the Backstreet Boys, the NSYNCs, and those kind of groups. I'm telling you, like if you're a single dude looking to meet ladies, you should be going to these shows.
That's where they are.
Like maybe at minimum 75% of that room were women.
Okay, that's awesome.
And it was just like, and they're having the best time. And these guys are doing like a dance routine and like they're shaking their ass, but like the crowd's losing their mind. Like it was such a fun energy. Like it would never have been something that I would think I would want to go to. But being there, I was like, this is actually super fun.
So Steve, as the boy band enthusiast that you are,
far from that.
What was like the favorite song of the night that you saw?
the Backstreet Boys. Well, I don't know. Backstreet's back, all right.
Backstreet's back.
That was good. But then they after they're done, they do like a few songs. Then they just play like hit songs from that like era of music. So it's like you know all these songs, and the crowd was having a great time. Again, like not necessarily something I would have went out of my way to see, but I was glad I was there. And it was fun to see one of my buddies who is a great dude, see him in a whole different environment. Like we were messaging each other because we're both goalies, like for beer league. I'm like, man, neither one of us are helping the stereotype that goalies are weird.
You guys are the weirdest.
Because before I came to you, I was in spandex pretend fighting my friends. And then you're on stage pretend singing at Backstreet Boys songs. Like, I don't know who's weirder of the two of us.
It's definitely you.
Yeah. The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show. You are cordially invited to tee off with us at the KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic. It's presented by Pinky's Plumbing. And originally, it was all sold out. There were no foursomes available, but they opened a couple up.
So hurry up and get them.
You can go to KISW.com to snag what is left. And then we're going to be there broadcasting live on Monday morning, next Monday, June 9th. How did it sneak up so fast, Steve?
My first thought was we should probably plan something, huh?
We have nothing planned. So if you want to come see the chaos, please join us at the Bill Wright Golf Complex. Details at KISW.com. Over the weekend, Steve Miggs, Tatum apparently popped a big question to you.
She did. So they came back. I don't know where they were at the store, some along those lines, but Sid and Tatum walk in, and Sid, my wife, looks at me and goes, do you want to hear what Tatum just asked? I'm like, sure. And so she goes, Tatum, tell Daddy what you were just saying. And Tatum's like, Daddy, I want a brother or a sister.
Oh, how did you respond, Steve?
And I was like, oh, no, we've gone 5 years and she's never once asked. We've even asked her before, like, hey, would you want a brother? And she's like, no, I like being the only kid. I'm like, yes, you know, because I'm good with just one kid. And also, Daddy ain't getting any younger. And I was like, Mom isn't. And nobody's getting any younger. Like, just life is happening, you know.
Sure.
But, like, it took us so long to have Tatum that it like, what we consider to be, like, our plan for a family changed because it was a six-year process.
Oh, my gosh.
With, you know, infertility stuff and then going through all, like, the IUIs and the IUDs and the, you know, all the other ones that are out there. Like, you know, until it finally happened, and it happened when we least thought it was going to happen because we just gave up hope. And thankfully, we have Tatum. But, like, the idea of going through that again was just like, it was like, man, I'm not getting any younger, and I don't know if that's the right thing. But, like, how do you have that conversation with a five-year-old?
Oh, my. I mean, the solution to the problem is just keep getting her more dogs, obviously.
That's my first thought. I was like, we're already, like, kind of losing our mind with two dogs right now. The idea of having another child.
I mean, I have friends that have, you know, 3 and 4 kids, and I'm like, how are you doing this? Like, financially, your sanity, all of it. And I'm 1 of 4 kids, so I sometimes look at my parents like, what were you thinking? You just kept going?
Yes, I told them, like, we're on a spending freeze. We can barely afford you. The idea of now having another child would just be insane. But then I asked, I'm like, well, why do you want another brother? Because she used to be fine with it. And I was like, well, why do you want another brother or a sister? And she's like, well, there are times, and I love kid logic, but she's like, there are times where Mom's, you know, vacuuming and you're doing laundry and I have nobody to play with and I want somebody to play with.
Stop.
So I looked at her and I said, that's fine. We'll just make Mom do the laundry and I'll play with you. Problem solved, right?
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
There was a gummy candy recall because they were unintentionally getting people a little bit high.
We're going to some of those.
Tell you all about it during the Daily Mix download after Alice in Chains.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and there's a little bit of a problem when it comes to the world of gummy candies. Uh-oh. According to some reports, and this happened, like, I say luckily or unluckily, this happened in the Netherlands, so we don't have to worry about it. But you know the brand Haribo?
Yes.
I think, really, there are no good gummy bears other than Haribo gummy bears. I actually had an argument with somebody at Summer Meltdown one time when we were partying at that festival in Darrington.
Yes.
Great. I was not sober, but somebody dared try to tell me that the Haribo are not the best gummy bears.
Get out.
And D-Ted Smith and I kicked that person out of the campsite.
As you should have.
Also, they were kind of weird and they were on some weird drug that we were just like, okay, we can't do this. Well, anyway, some Haribo fizzy cola gummies are being recalled because the ones in the Netherlands, I guess, contained cannabis, which led to people getting sick and other people, you know, maybe having a little too much fun. In fact, here's CBS Mornings talking about the recall.
All right, now to news about a recall. Candy company Haribo has issued a warning that some of its Happy Cola candy sold in the Netherlands reportedly tested positive for cannabis.
A little extra happy.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
I wonder if they tasted pretty good, though.
Local media reports that several people, including at least one family, became, quote, quite ill.
Oh, no.
Sounds like couch lock to me after eating the candy, prompting a police investigation.
I never heard couch lock as a saying.
I'm going to start using that.
Guys, I can't make it out today. I'm on couch lock.
Oh.
It is not clear if cannabis was in this drug or in this candy, how that drug made its way into the treats.
We'll never know.
I think that guy might have been on some of those Haribo gummy candies.
There were hundreds of cyclists that gathered this past Saturday for the Flying Wheels Summer Century. That is a 100-mile bike ride through the Snoqualmie Valley, and it kind of serves as a warm-up for the STP. That's coming up in July. That is 206 miles. One of the riders...
Have you ever done the STP?
Hell no. I am the most amateur cyclist. Even though I do my cycling every year, the most I've ever ridden in one day is 60 miles.
I've had a couple buddies that have done it, and every time I'm like, tell me more. Like, how... That just sounds like a nightmare.
A lot of people that ride on the KISW Bike MS team do it. They are stud muffins. I am not. One of the stud muffins...
We should do it this year with no training.
Oh, my God. A guy named Ken Shepard, he's from Issaquah. He's 70 years old. He's training for his third one-day STP because some of these people really enjoy pain. But he's also battling stage 4 prostate cancer.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, it's just...
70 years old, battling cancer, and still going to do the STP.
In one day. So most people do two. If you really want to, like, you know, show off, you can get it done in one day. But you got to start, like, before the sun comes up.
I mean, that guy, he's like the walking embodiment of what's your excuse.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's beyond
impressive. Yeah, I mean, we're rooting for him in every way, shape, and form.
You also, now we know who we're rooting for when it comes to the NBA championships.
Yes.
Definitely not the Oklahoma City Thunder. We were trying to figure out, will it be the Indiana Pacers? Will it be the New York Knicks? I was hoping for the Knicks, just, you know, guy born and raised in Brooklyn.
Sure.
Always fun to still see, like, a team that has really never had much to cheer about. That'd be pretty awesome if they could make it to the finals. But you know what? It's not this year for them. But hopefully it is the year for the Indiana Pacers, because that's the team I think all of us in the Pacific Northwest are going to be rooting for.
You're absolutely right. Let's go Pacers.
And so what? I think game one of the NBA Finals, I believe it's Thursday.
Yes.
And game one of the NHL Finals is on Wednesday. And it's a rematch of last year. It's going to be the Florida Panthers taking on the Edmonton Oilers.
It's a big week.
Oh, man. Maybe I should start watching some hockey.
Have you not been watching hockey?
I usually take the first round off just because I'm just like, my teams aren't in it, whether it be, you know, the Kraken or the Devils or whatever. And I'm just like, not really feeling it anyway. I'm
sure.
Just kind of sour. But usually I jump back in the second round, but I didn't this year. And then I just realized, like, life got in the way of things with the kid and just everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I just lost track. And then I realized I need to watch some hockey. And now I have one series left.
It is upon us, Steve. Yes. Some cops in New Jersey rescued a 2-year-old who climbed onto a luggage belt at the Newark airport. The kid went down a chute at the end of the belt, but two cops were walking. I know.
Like a slide?
Totally. Two cops were walking by. They jumped into action, and one of them was able to grab the kid right before he went through one of the X-ray machines. Here's some audio from it.
Something that happened in the blink of an eye. There was a split in the belts. One officer went toward one direction. One went toward the other direction. One of them was able to observe the child. As the child was approaching one of the X-ray units.
Yeah, that sometimes you just blink. And your kid is gone.
Yeah, it happens faster than you realize.
Has that happened to you recently?
I mean, not recently, but there was one time Barrett and I came home from the grocery store when he was little, and all of a sudden he just disappeared, and I couldn't find him in our yard, in our house, nowhere. I'm running through the trails. Well, he had taken himself into the garage all by himself, and it happened in a split second.
That's how it was yesterday. We were at the Bradley Lake. There's a little playground, right, in Puyallup, and Tatum was, like, going all around. I knew where she was, but I, like, looked away for a second because we had the dogs, too, and then all of a sudden, like, where is my child? And now I'm like, okay, she's clearly somewhere on one of these, like, little, like, apparatuses and stuff like that. A couple seconds go by, I'm like, did she just vanish? Turns out she went down like the tube slide.
Oh.
But she likes to put her feet down. So she was kind of seeing how long she could stay inside of that slide. So I'm like walking and walking around. Finally, thankfully, she dropped her little Lilo and Stitch stuffy that she had. So I saw that go down the slide. I'm like, okay.
Found her.
Yeah. And then a couple seconds later, she's practically walking down the slide. I'm like, man, not that she did anything wrong, but in my head, I'm like, you son of a...
Sneaky, sneaky little thing.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 69 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today.
Nice.
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.